the menu, Pete, to go with our coronation chicken, another of Maggie's 70s favourites, the Gateau Diane, and the Thawing Baked Alaska.
To sample all of this, Maggie and Scout are back.
Well, I think this is food to impress. Tessa, do we have to start with the baked Alaska? Because it hasn't got much of a shelf life, has it?
We could work backwards on this one.
It looks quite impressive.
Oh, lazio!
Maggie, do you think Tessa's done your recipes justice?
Well, it looks pretty good. It's just as good. But when her father used to make them, they were much higher.
Oh, look at this! Oh, yes. What sort of feeling does it give you, Maggie, to have your daughter cooking things like this and just it's still been in the family?
Quite happy memories. We were all very interested in food, weren't we?
Absolutely.
I think what's nice about it is fresh fruit, loads of acidity to it, but then the sweetness of that cold ice cream.
It's almost like a marshmallow.
It's not like
a cooked meringue, not like this fella.
No.
Are we going to have another pudding first before the mains?
I think it would be rude not to.
Then we don't have to change plates, do we? Oh, the Gateau Diane. Just look at it.
Oh, God.
Eat it, wear it, or light it, do you? So it's two meringue frisbees.
Stuffed
with a chocolate cream.
Chocolate cream. It's an old cordon bleu recipe.
Oh, hey, man.
And was the Gateau Diane one of your staple dinner party favourites?
Yes, but they were smaller than that.
You did more a cocktail, Diane.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah.
This is actually a very good test.
You sound surprised.
Beats mine.
So, Maggie, in the 70s, was it kind of traditional to have two puddings before his main course?
Quite understandably, Scout thinks the puddings are the end of the meal, so she's gone off outside to play. But we've still got coronation chicken for dessert.
Well, this is one of the best coronation chickens I've had for a very long time. It's wonderful. Are you up for a giggle? Because we're going to have a kind of bit of an event. And for want of a better phrase, it's kind of like a bit of a recipe foodie festival kind of celebration of all things. And what we would like you to do, if you would, is come along and share your recipes and share your thoughts with everybody and maybe cook there. And
no, I'd love to. The baked Alaska. You know, I would love to.
We're as impressed as Maggie at Tessa's achievable show of food. The coronation chicken and Gateau Diane are great, but the showstopper for us has to be the baked Alaska. Right, Si?
Absolutely, dude. Fire and ice with fresh raspberries. Probably better as a dessert than a main course, though.
Thanks ever so much. We'll be in touch. See you soon. Bye.